All right, moving on. Childhood vaccination rates took a hit during the pandemic. There has been a push to get back on track, but a new report from the World Health Organization and UNICEF out this week shows progress has stalled. Still, there is a bit of good news. NPR's Gabriella Emanuel is here with the highs and the lows. Hey there.
Hi there.
Let's start with the big picture. How do we even know whether the world is doing a good job at vaccinating its children or not?
Yes. So there is one vaccine that is used as a measure of how well a country does routine childhood immunizations. We call it DTP. That's diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis. Here in the U.S., 98% of kids get all three doses. The goal is 90% worldwide, but right now we are stuck at 84% of kids globally. And what's especially worrisome is that the number of kids who get zero doses is going up.
Can you tell us anything more about those zero-dose kids and who they are?
Yeah, so I asked Kate O'Brien, who oversees immunizations at WHO, and she says a little more than half of them live in countries that are considered fragile, for example, conflict zones.
Children who are living in those settings also lack security, they lack nutrition, they lack health care, and are most likely, as a result of those things, to die from a vaccine-preventable disease if they get it.
So these are kids in places like Yemen, Sudan, Afghanistan.
And can you tell if these rates are already having an impact on outbreaks of diseases?
Yes. So take measles. It's often seen as a canary in the coal mine. It exposes gaps in vaccine coverage. And last year, the world saw 300,000 confirmed measles cases. That's triple the number from the previous year. The reason is not enough kids getting those shots.
Okay, so what's the solution? How to improve vaccination rates globally?
Well, I spoke with Theopista Masenge. She is a doctor in Tanzania who's dedicated her career to doing just that, getting vaccination rates up. She has firsthand knowledge of measles. She told me about being born as the 10th child in her family.
Unfortunately, I was born at home, and my mother did not take me to the health facility. And I was not aware that I was not vaccinated.
So she grew up, became a doctor, and got measles from a patient. And then she gave it to her own baby. They survived, and this was 20 years ago. But today, she has a couple strategies to keep measles at bay. She wants community health workers to deliver vaccines to remote places and medical facilities to tell parents about the importance of vaccines, even if they visit for another reason.
Well, we mentioned at the top of this conversation that there are some bright spots in the report. What can you tell us?
Yes, there is some good news. One example is the HPV vaccine, which helps prevent cervical cancer. Coverage was 7% in 2019. Now it's 27% of girls. This is because it's being rolled out in several large countries like Bangladesh, Indonesia, and Nigeria.
Were there any big surprises in the report?
There actually were. Ukraine was a big surprise. They've historically had relatively low vaccination rates, and that's changing. This past year, rates increased across the board for all routine immunizations. Shaheen Husseinov of WHO in Europe told me Ukraine launched a vaccination campaign in February 2022.
Just 2 weeks before the war started. And despite the war, the government has done everything to ensure uninterrupted supply of vaccines.
They've even got special efforts like buses that drive around to get shots into arms.
That's Gabriella Emanuel, who covers global health for NPR on the latest numbers surrounding vaccination of children around the world. Thanks.
Thank you.